Ever feel like, you need a map and compass when you're, navigating DeFi trading? Well, we're diving deep into the Goblins Protocol today. And trust me, you really don't want to wander in there without a guide. Now, for anyone new to Goblin Town, this is where traders go to swap tokens. Think of it like a kind of like a super fast auction house, but for digital assets. It's exciting, it's efficient, but it can also throw you some curveballs. You know, those cryptic error messages.
Yeah, few.
Today we're going way beyond just what those messages mean. We're going to figure out how to use them to trade smarter.
Yeah, exactly. It's like learning the language of the Goblins Protocol. And once you get it, you realize, oh, they're not trying to scare you off. These messages are trying to guide you. They want you to have a smooth trading experience.
I love that. Okay, so let's talk about some error messages that you're almost guaranteed to hit at some point. We've got things like Goblins SPL, STF error, and the ever so frustrating transaction too old. Let's start with Goblins SPL. I'm guessing that one has a story.
It does.
Okay.
It does. So Goblins SPL refers to the square root price limit. It's a safety net built right into the system.
Yeah.
Imagine you're in this crazy marketplace, and a goblin merchant is, well, he's trying to overcharge you.
Classic goblin move.
Right, because the price of what you want, it just jumped up suddenly. Goblins SPL is like setting a hard limit. This is how much I'll pay, goblin, and that's it, you know? Protects you from getting ripped off when the market suddenly changes.
Okay, so it's like, all right, Goblin, this is my budget. You're not going above it. Love it.
Yeah.
What about STF error? That one kind of sounds like I run into some trouble with security.
Yeah, it's actually pretty similar to that. So STF error means safe transfer failed. It usually pops up when you haven't given your tokens the proper permissions to be traded.
Gotcha.
It's like trying to get into a concert, but you don't have a ticket. You need that authorization.
Okay, so just like I need to prove that I'm allowed to be at that concert, my tokens need to like prove they're allowed to be traded. Makes sense. All right, transaction too old. That one's got to be about speed, right?
Exactly. The blockchain is this massive network. It's always busy, right? And it only has a certain amount of processing power. So when you send a transaction, think about it like dropping a letter in the mail. A normal stamp, it'll get there eventually. But if you really need it to get there fast, well, you pay extra for that express delivery.
Makes sense.
In the blockchain world, that express delivery is the gas fee.
Oh, like.
Low gas fee. Your transaction might take forever, and by then that information is, well, it's old news. That's why you get that too old error.
So basically, if I'm in a hurry,
I
I better pay up for that faster processing speed, or it's as good as yesterday's news.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. Now we've got these other messages. These sound like they came straight out of goblin folklore. We've got goblins, LOK, and goblins, old D.
They sound mysterious, but they're really all about security and making sure your trades are accurate.
Okay.
So take Goblins, LOK. Behind that name is a really powerful security feature. It prevents a re-entrancy attack.
Oh, okay, hold on.
So imagine a goblin, mischievous little guy, tries to use the same ticket to get into a feast multiple times.
Oh, sneaky.
LOK is basically a bouncer. He's making sure each transaction or ticket is only used once. It protects you from those hackers who are always trying to exploit the system.
So OLK is like that extra layer of security, making sure nobody's double dipping on a transaction.
Right.
Clever goblins.
Right.
Okay, how about goblins? Old D. What's that all about?
Goblins. Old D is all about making sure the information you're using for a transaction is current, up to date. Because remember, the blockchain, it's constantly being updated with new information, new blocks. This error pops up when the information you're trying to use is outdated, like, trying to pay for something with an expired credit card.
Oh, right.
The protocol needs that fresh, up-to-the-minute data to process everything correctly and make sure it's safe.
So goblins.
Yeah.
Old D is like, hey, even in Goblin Town, gotta stay current to keep playing. It's really fascinating to see these safety measures. Makes me feel a lot more confident using it, that's for sure. But I'm guessing things get even more interesting when we bring in price volatility, which, come on, we all know that's kind of how goblins operate,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
All right, let's break that down next. So we've talked about those everyday Goblin Protocol errors, the ones that, might make you think twice, but won't necessarily ruin your whole trading day. But now let's get into the really interesting stuff. The kind of errors that pop up when prices are all over the place, like,
Volatile.
volatile, like a goblin's mood after a bad hand of cards. Right.
Oh, for sure. Trying to trade when things are that unpredictable, it's like walking into that goblin marketplace and everyone's yelling at once. Prices changing so fast, you might blink and miss your chance.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. So it's like one of those crazy auctions you see in the movies. One bid, and bam, the whole game changes. What errors should we be watching out for when things get that hectic?
Well, two that come to mind that are directly tied to price volatility are insufficient WBCH9 and V32 little received. Yeah, these usually happen when the price of a token goes nuts between the time you submit your trade and when the protocol actually processes it.
Hold on. I need to, like, visualize this. I'm saying, hey, I want to buy this thing for this price, but then by the time the Goblin Protocol gets to me, the price is way different.
That's pretty much it. And that's where this super important thing called slippage comes in. Slippage.
Okay.
Think of it like you're giving yourself a buffer zone. You're telling the protocol, look, I'm down to buy, but only up to a certain percentage above what I originally saw.
So I'm basically setting a wider safety net when the market's being all goblin-y.
Exactly. Slippage. It's like price tolerance. It gives your trade a fighting chance even when the market's doing its best roller coaster impression.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's all about, like, managing expectations when you know things are unpredictable. But how much slippage is enough? Is it just a guessing game?
Well, not exactly. The key is you got to understand the tokens you're trading.
Okay.
Some tokens, they're like those rare, chill goblins you hear about. Their price is pretty stable, right?
Right.
And then you've got the more energetic tokens, prone to, let's just say, overreacting.
Yeah, I get it. So more volatility means I want more of that buffer zone, just in case.
Exactly. You don't want any nasty surprises.
No, thank you. Now, we were talking about insufficient WBCH9 and what was the other one?
V32 little received.
Right, right. And you said those were connected to the price swings, but I'm guessing there's, like, a deeper explanation there.
You're right. There's always more to discover with the Goblin Protocol, isn't there?
Right.
So let's take insufficient WBCH9. WBCH9, that's wrapped Bitcoin. Basically, it's Bitcoin, but tokenized, so it plays nice with the Binance Smart Chain.
Okay.
That's where the Goblin Protocol does its thing. Now, if you see that error, it means you just don't have enough wrapped Bitcoin to cover the cost of the trade and those gas fees we were talking about. Oh, right. So even with a price limit and slippage, I still got to make sure I've got enough funds in the right place. It's like forgetting about those Goblin toll bridges. Got to pay to play.
That's a good way to put it. Now, V32 little received, this one's a little more, well, usually pops up when you're trading tokens that have what's called a fion transfer mechanism.
Fion transfer. Sounds like those goblins who charge you just for holding their tokens.
Pretty much. Fion transfer tokens take a tiny cut, a percentage, with every transaction. It's an interesting system. But the important thing to remember right now is that fee. It affects how many tokens you actually end up with at the end of the trade.
Uh-huh.
So if your slippage isn't high enough to account for that.
Bam, V32 little received.
So it's like, I think I have enough gold to pay the goblin. And then he's all, oh, also, handling fee. And suddenly I'm short. Tricky, tricky goblins.
Tricky indeed. But now that you know, you can prepare for it. It's all about staying one step ahead.
Knowledge is power, especially in Goblin Town, that's for sure. Speaking of knowledge, we found some really weird error messages in our research. Like, these things are cryptic, man. They look like they were written in, like, ancient goblin runes or something. Stuff like, T, this tick must be less than or equal to the maximum tick. What? Or, the squirt price cannot be greater or less than the max min squirt under squirt ratio. Like, what does that even mean? Can you translate for us? Those really do sound like something you'd find on a treasure map, don't they? Like, hidden in some goblin cave.
Mm.
But in all seriousness, what are these messages about? Should we be worried if we see them pop up?
I wouldn't say worried, no. Think of them like, you know how things work behind the scenes? Like the inner workings of the protocol kind of showing themselves for a second.
Yeah.
It's like you're looking at a clock, right? A really complex clock. And suddenly you can see the gears, the livers, all of it. Most of the time, you don't need to know how that stuff works. But it's kind of cool to get a peek behind the curtain.
So we're not going to, like, break those messages down right now.
Yeah.
But knowing they're more about how the protocol works on the inside, rather than us messing something up, that's reassuring. It's like, okay, there's a whole team of goblin engineers making sure everything runs smoothly.
Exactly. And yeah, we might not see those specific errors every day, but just the fact that we've talked about them, that brings up a really important point about DeFi in general.
Okay, what's that?
Due diligence. You got to do your homework. Whether it's Goblin Protocol or any other platform, you really got to understand the risks, right? The fees, even those weird error messages sometimes, it all makes a difference.
Absolutely. It's like we wouldn't just go on a quest without checking our gear first.
Right.
Make sure the swords are sharp. Got to decipher those goblin maps. Okay, so before we wrap up our Goblin Protocol adventure, any big takeaways for our listeners?
I think the biggest one is knowledge is power. The more you understand about the Goblin Protocol, its features, its quirks, yeah, even the error messages, the better trader you'll be.
It's like they say, informed trader is a successful trader, right?
Right.
Especially in Goblin Town.
Exactly. And never underestimate slippage, especially with those, let's say, lively tokens.
Right. Volatile. Gotta love them.
It's your safety net, your protection from those wild price swings that goblins love so much.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And speaking of things we don't want to forget, gas fees.
Ah, yes. Those are important. Think of gas fees like tolls on the blockchain highway. Always factor them in. And honestly, sometimes it's worth paying a little extra to speed things up. Goblins don't have a lot of patience.
Very true. All right, last but not least.
Research. Before you even think about hitting that trade button, right?
Yeah.
Understand the tokens you're dealing with. What are the risks? What are the fees? Just because something looks shiny doesn't mean it's goblin gold. Sometimes the best opportunities have a few strings attached.
Well said. We have faced the goblins of the protocol and lived to tell the tale, armed with knowledge and maybe a little bit of goblin wisdom.
Right.
Remember, every error, every challenge, it's just a chance to learn and get better at this whole trading game. Join us next time when we dive into, who knows what other mysteries the blockchain universe has in store for us. Until then, happy trade, everybody.